Welcome to Super Normalised. I'm CJ Barnaby, the host of the show, and today's episode on Christmas Day is a brief overview of this last year's episode's themes of normalising the supernatural and woo that is a part of all of our lives. Firstly, though, I want to say that if you are on YouTube, I have a lot of watchers that don't take that little moment to hit that like button and the subscribe button. If you could do that, that would really help me out. And for many of the listeners on podcast apps, if you haven't already, please bring me some Christmas cheer by giving me 5 stars and say something nice. I'd really love that now. If you could do that, that'd be really good. So now, on with the show. I'm out here today on a short bush walk, reflecting on the year's meta-narratives, as there have been some themes that stuck out for me. The 1,000-foot view of this is that all things are changing me towards being a more positive and a more open person. I had the opportunity a couple of times to engage with practitioners and experience their amazing work. And that's a great shout out to Craig and Kerry. Thank you so much. They're both hypnosis practitioners with a different tilt in different directions. Craig hosts past life regressions that are spectacularly revealing and, for me, surprising. And the amazing work of Kerry, host of coaching sessions, which is really a bit different because she goes into this process of intuitive work when she works with you, and then she makes a personalized guided meditation that clears the obstacles in your life. I listened to her recommended 30 days hypnosis session, and now I'm now powering along with new ideas and openness I didn't expect. I'll provide links below. Now I'll talk about the episodes released over the past year and the goal they offered in self-understanding, ideas, and change. The meta-narrative categories were consciousness, spirituality, and paranormal experiences. And we've got healing, meditation, and mindfulness. And then we've also got clearing obstacles and trauma, and also intuition, psychic abilities, and mediumship. Now, in the first category, we actually spoke to some really amazing people. Okay, so first of all, at the start of the year, I talked with Martin Gifford, and he had an extreme Satori experience that actually helped him find a way to happy. He wrote a book about that called Finding Your Way to Happy. Great story and awesome episode. I ended up talking with Wendy Halley just after a really extreme hurricane up here in the mountain, and we talked to the ideas of what is even am shamanism, and she talked about her process of working with people and how that helped to change her methods and way of being. Sorry, a truck just went past. Working outside is what happens. And then I talked to Mike Oppenheim, and he actually had ideas about consciously overcoming challenges, which is a really good way to do things because you do so mindfully. I also talked to Anne Tiato, and she was all about psychic birthrights and how we are all intimately connected. And then I also talked to John Lawyer, who went through a really tough time and then came into a place of being in the infinite now. In the category of healing, meditation, and mindfulness, Kate Hartsong actually assisted everyone with embracing your brilliance, and she sees everyone as brilliant and brings that out in the episode. I also talked with Heather Forrester in episode 49 on manifesting strategically, and that was a very powerful episode where she talks about our interconnectedness and how that is important as an understanding for ourselves. I also talked with Julia Marie, embracing intuitive life skills, and she also went into the depth of understanding of how we're connected and how that's important, and those life skills of intuition are actually important to all of us. I talked with John Unal, a friend of mine, and he talked on mindfulness and family constellations and the importance of actually finding that space of being in the now in simple sort of ways. And also I talked with Blair Abbey in episode 63, and he talked about higher consciousness meditation, and that was such a powerful episode too. Obviously, so many amazing people. I'm so blessed with this, doing this. It's just, to me, a joy. And in the categories of clearing obstacles and trauma, I talked again with Katish Haberfield, and she actually talked about negative entity and obstacle removal. She does deep work with people. It's like a meditation, sort of guided meditation and process that pulls all the darkness out of people and helps remove all those obstacles. And then I talked with Dr. Mark Weissman on the power of hope. He was elected by spirits of the Nordic sort of Viking type that actually assisted him in actually helping him and his community. So amazing. And then we also talked with Jennifer Moore, and she talked about suffering from empathy. One of the things that, you know, you find when you open up to these powers and these understandings is that sometimes you need to actually set up your own boundaries. And if you don't do so, then you have trouble with that. And actually, it actually helps people with understanding how to set those boundaries, which is really good. Then we also talked with Ben Ufana, and he talked about vision questing, which is something that is more common in a Native American aspect. And he actually had grown up with this understanding and this draw towards that, and does that on a yearly basis for himself, and talks about how beneficial that can be for that personal reset. So powerful works there, powerful works. In the intuition, psychic abilities and mediumship categories, I talked with Daniel Packard about how to release your anxiety permanently. He's an expert in anxiety and how that can actually be erased in your system. So if you like that sort of thing, or you need that sort of thing, look that up. That's episode number 54. Links for all these episodes will be down below. And then we also had other people here. We've got June Edward, that's right. She actually had an experience where she was living a sort of normal life, and then all of a sudden her intuitive abilities open after some strange experiences, and, you know, suddenly she could talk to the dead. And it was a surprising sort of interview in that the changes she went through could happen to anyone, and that was her main point, I think. In the manifestation, abundance and life purpose categories, we also had Lucy Zatnik, I think I said her name right then, and she actually goes through understanding your life blocks and how that can actually lead you to your success, and how the scripts and narratives that actually come to us from externally can be holding us back. And so she actually explains that and how it actually happened in her life, and how moving through that and working with that changed her in positive ways. Then we also had Earl Binney, and he talked about harvesting joy to bring true happiness to your life. And he went through some extreme experiences, including a jail term, which actually helped him to recover his points of happiness. So, you know, sometimes hardship can be beneficial. And I also talked with Constantine Morun, and how he actually found that finding a space to actually invite calm and doing so will bring you peak performance. Amazing work, amazing work. In self-awareness and authenticity and personal growth categories, I had Kate Hartsong, and she was about embracing your brilliance and focusing on that connection to the other and the infinite. Amazing work again. We also had Clementine Moss, and she actually helped people to understand that if you embrace the truth in the everyday, then what happens is all things open for you. Beautiful, beautiful. We also had an interview with Brett Lockett, and he actually talked about living authentically rather than automatically and honestly, and how that grows you. A great episode yet again. And then, as I talked about before, I had Carrie Logan, and she talked about overcoming inner barriers to thrive in life. And all of these interviews actually assisted me in different sorts of ways and made me see this overarching theme of connectedness and how we actually are all searching for that. You know, we're not alone, and in understanding this, then we can actually grow towards being better people by challenging those misconceptions about ourselves. So for me, these episodes over the past year have changed me in so many positive ways, and I really appreciate all the people that I've interviewed over the past year. And if I didn't mention you, then there's so many to mention. I'm sorry that I didn't get to you, but I'm trying to make this short because it is Christmas, and I hope you understand. I think that these life skills could be beneficial for everyone, which is a part of the reason why I do this show. So the plans for Supernormalized in 2025 to, again, help to ground these understandings in different sorts of ways. And I will be interviewing a lot more amazing people again. And I hope that, you know, their service to others and how they work with others as a point of personal growth and also growth for the other people as well helps the world. I encourage listeners, if you have any stories that you want to share, please, you know, whatever app you're on over, you know, please just, you know, get down the bottom and write some notes to me or something. It'll actually come to me. Otherwise, if you wish to write to me directly, you can write to me directly at supernormalized@proton.me and share your story. And I'd really love to hear your goals for 2025 in personal growth in relation to the themes that I've discussed. Yeah, I invite you now to reflect on your own personal aspirations for a coming year, and I hope you've actually enjoyed the episodes that I've expressed here in this episode, and I will actually link them all up down below in whatever app you're on. You should be able to see links directly to them. So yeah, I've discussed all those themes of connection and understanding and intuition and self-awareness and personal growth, and I'd love to hear your story. So please comment, and if you're on YouTube, like and subscribe, as I said, and if you're in the podcast app, please give me 5 stars. That'd be really appreciated. And for you and yours, Merry Christmas, and may you have the best 2025 ever. Thank you so much for listening. It's bye for now.